Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife Bev is still in California with our newest Grand Sugar Symphony Joy and our 30-month-old Sophia and both our daughters. Anyhow, great family time out there. She'll be home on Wednesday. Thank you for praying for an easy delivery for my daughter. Okay, yesterday we started talking about reach out and touch Jesus. See, Jesus reaches out to us, but we need to be reaching out in faith every day. Let's do a brief review of 7 reasons to reach out to Jesus, then we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. Number 1. Reach out for your miracle. Strongly encourage you to read 2 Kings 6, the story of the borrowed axe head that fell in the water and sank to the muddy bottom. At that very moment, the man of God walked by. The young prophet knew he had but a brief moment to draw the prophet's attention to his desperate problem. It's important to understand that at this point in biblical history, an iron axe head was expensive. If you lost something of great value to someone else, there were serious consequences. 2 Kings 6, verses 6 through 7. 2 Kings 6, 6 through 7, New Living Translation. Elisha cut a stick and threw it in the water at that spot. Then the axe head floated to the surface. Grab it, Elisha said, and the man reached out and grabbed it. The young prophet had to reach for his miracle, and so do we. Number 2, when you reach out, you prepare for victory. As we prepare for battle, we need to reach for weapons that work for us. 1 Samuel 17:40, Contemporary English Version. David took off the armor and picked up his shepherd's stick. He went out to a stream and picked up 5 smooth rocks and put them in his leather bag. Then with a sling in his hand, he went straight toward Goliath. David's weapons of choice wouldn't work for anybody else but him. But that's okay, because he was the only one headed to the field of battle. As you prepare for victory in every area of your life, the best thing is to reach out for the Word of God. By doing so, you will slay every giant you're facing, whether in the workplace, marketplace, or homeplace. Number 3, we need to reach for our healing. The woman with the issue of blood realized the truth of the Scriptures when she decided to reach out for healing. Matthew 9:20-21. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she kept saying to herself, if I can only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. The woman with the issue of blood made a decision of destiny when she reached for Jesus' cloak. Touch means a light, gentle, faint tap with a finger or hand. However, that's not the definition of touched in the Bible. Strong's Concordance, G680, defines it as to fasten oneself to, adhere to cling to. If we want God to move in our lives, it's going to take more than a light touch of faith. We'll need to reach out, fasten, adhere to, and cling to his word and his promises. Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Number 4. We need to reach out to Jesus when it seems all hope is lost. In Acts 16:22-34, we read about Paul and Silas being thrown in the prison, and not just a prison, but the inner prison, the dungeon, and their feet were fastened in stocks. Scripture says, starting in verse 25, But about midnight, as Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them, listen, let me just stop right there and say, they weren't having a pity party. They weren't saying this shouldn't happen to us. They were praising God in the midst of dismal circumstances, adversity. It's what you and I have to do. Because you see, when we are praising God in the midst of adversity, others are listening, just like those prisoners. Verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the very foundations of the prisons were shaken. And once all the doors were open and everyone's shackles were unfastened. When the jailer, startled out of his sleep, saw the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was on the point of killing himself because he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself, for we're all here." Then the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling and terrified, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out of the dungeon and said, "Men, what is necessary for me to do that I may be saved? What is it necessary that I do that I might be saved?" Things turned around for Paul and Silas in the midnight hour. Turned around for the jailer too, because he reached out, got saved, and so did his family. You may feel like you're living in the midnight hour right now, but let me just tell you, God can turn things around right now. Number six, if you're a reacher, you seek answers. You ever reached out to someone who you thought could help you solve a problem or give you financial or family advice? In an effort to find answers, some people reach out to speakers at seminars or conferences, sometimes even traveling hundreds, if not thousands, of miles to attend. I'm sure that one time or another, we've all reached out to other people for answers. I know I have, but there's one there's one thing I've never done, nor will I probably ever do it in my continuing pursuit of wisdom. I have never climbed a tree. Luke 19, verses 2 through 4, 19, 2 through 4, and Classic Amplified. And there was a man called Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he was trying to see Jesus, which one he was. But he could not on account of the crowd, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass that way. Not only was Zacchaeus reaching out to Jesus for answers, he was willing to reach into his own bank account. Luke 19:8, Classic Amplified. So then Zacchaeus stood up and solemnly declared to the Lord, "See, Lord, the half of my goods I now give by way of restoration to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I now restore four times as much." Hallelujah. Number six, reach out for defining moments. There are moments in our lives where we need to reach out and seize an opportunity. Mark 14:3, Classic Amplified. And while he was in Bethany, a guest in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at a table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of ointment, perfume, a pure nard, very costly and precious. And she broke the jar and poured the perfume over his head. She found her moment. She did. By the way, it's said that in commentaries that jar of ointment was equal to 1 year's wages. Think about that. But Mary found her moment. So did blind Bartimaeus. In Mark 10, 46 through 52, Mark 10, 46 through 52, Scripture says, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me." And Jesus commanded him to be called, saying to him, "Be of good comfort, rise." And he, casting away the garment his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said, Go thy way. Thy faith made thee whole. Thy faith made thee whole. Thy faith made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. In this beautiful story, Mark 10, did you notice what blind Bartimaeus did? First off, he reached out to our Lord in faith. Then the scripture says, casting away his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Now, it's important to note in this particular time in history, the coat he threw away was a special garment that certified Bartimaeus as being really blind. He cast aside his old way of receiving things that he needed and wanted. That coat was the thing Bartimaeus had trusted in previously. However, in great anticipation of the healing, he cast it down. When we give honor where his honor is due, take a step of faith, cast off our old previous way of thinking and doing things, we gain immediate access to God's blessing flow. Hallelujah. Number 7, reach out for our reward. Reach out for our reward. The Apostle Paul was a man with vast knowledge of the Word, one who saw signs and wonders following his travels, one who raised up disciples, one who endured extreme persecution. And he speaks of one thing that he did, one thing. Philippians 3:13. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Paul was reaching out to new things, new opportunities, new places, new people. He was not living in the past. But if there was ever anyone who could have lived in the past, it's the Apostle Paul. But the scripture says he left the past in the past and he journeyed toward a new thing. Once again, Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you want the prize, to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant, then you got to forget the past. Reach out to new things without looking back. Philippians 3:12 in the Message Bible, 3:12. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made. Now listen to this next sentence. But I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. See, that's what we should be doing every day, reaching out to Christ, because truly, he's reaching out to us. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. At the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed did have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Hallelujah. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, I want to say to you, God bless you. Well, one more thing. Be on the lookout for a mail. And it's got January 1st or Tabernacle on the front of it. Make sure you check it out. Please, please read it. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking. Rich salt.